Hey, it's the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton, and with me today, I have my good friend, Johnny Gettin. Hey. Welcome. Here's Johnny.
Yeah, that's right. Man, it's great to be here. It's great to be back. We had a blast the last time.
I know. I know. You didn't elaborate as much on your being quarterback.
Yeah,
that was a short stint.
That was real short. Real short. Absolutely.
You got three quarters in, or three downs?
Maybe.
Oh, shoot. That was funny. So, how's things going at the bowling alley?
Good. Real good. Busy time of year for us, you know. Yeah. But things are going really good. Closing in on getting the outside patio all wrapped up.
Yeah.
Should be soon. We're waiting on some product and stuff like that. Or material, I should say.
How about those bowling birthday parties that you've been having?
Crazy. Yeah. Good fun, though.
Yeah.
Been doing good. So, we're here to... We're here on a different matter now, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Gonna do some politicking today, hopefully.
Yeah, you're running for treasurer, Jersey County treasurer.
Jersey County treasurer, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep. It's been very interesting so far, you know. I'm outside of my box, but not outside of my box.
You grew up in this box.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Your uncle, Tuffy?
Yes.
Wasn't he treasurer for like...
Oh, yeah.
Roger?
Roger Tuffy. Yeah, Tuffy.
What's your nickname? All the Gettins got
well,
nickname.
Well, I'm the only Norby Gettin boy, I think, with a... I grew up a little bit different than my brothers did, you know.
Yeah.
I kind of grew up in Westwoods. I got some photos recently given to me of me as a little guy out in Westwoods in... But yeah, Fielding. I grew up there in Fielding and grew up a little bit different whenever I was younger. But my nickname, my Gettin name is Louie.
Louie.
Round Man Hansen's the only one that
recalls you that.
Round Man Hansen. I think I don't know where, but that's where that came
Round
from.
Round Man Hansen.
He's out in Vegas now, so. I don't see him often.
He lives out there?
Yeah, moved out there quite a few years ago. Been out there for a while. Yeah. But my Gettin name, Louie.
Louie.
I don't know where it came from, but
yeah.
It is what it is. That's it.
But, now, your dad, Norb.
Norby, yeah.
I mean, wasn't he state's attorney at Greene County for like...
Yeah, Norby. That's
a bunch of years.
That's how we got out of Jersey County. Norby went to law school, and I grew up in Carrollton in the 80s, and the reason was, and you know, politics took us there. You know,
right? Yeah,
a lot of stuff a lot of stuff's changed from then. But Norb, there was an opening state's attorney there in Greene.
Mm-hmm.
And how times have changed, you know, back then, attorneys couldn't, I don't know if, you know, young people can ever imagine this, but, you know, back then attorneys, they couldn't advertise, you know, there was no advertising.
Oh, yeah,
That'd shock you now, because it's attorney commercials and insurance commercials, so that's all we see. But no, he ran for Greene County state's attorney, and I think his initial reason probably for doing that is it was an easy and – or not an easy. There's nothing easy about running a campaign or running for public office, that's for sure.
No.
But that is he did it basically to get his name out there to let people know he was an attorney and to get business basically. And then – shockingly enough, he won. So we ended up. My immediate family ended up in Greene County.
And Ben's been a state's attorney here in Jersey for 12 years, I think.
I think so. Yeah, and he's had a he's had a really good career here in Jersey County. You know, my...
Does he come to you a lot, like with questions?
Yeah, with
what to do?
Absolutely, yeah. Good, get all the good advice from me.
Well, he is your younger brother.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I grew up around politics, you know, and probably the reason I've stayed out of politics my whole adult life, you know. After growing up in it and around it, you know, I chose a different path.
That's
know?
What I did with construction. Exactly. I told my dad,
yeah,
I'm not
never
going to
do it. And then next thing you know, here we are, years later.
It was like, you got to watch what you say.
How the heck did I get here? You know? Everything's good. The campaign is rolling along and kind of where I need to be with it and things like that. You know, getting ready to launch my social media stuff is getting ready to launch, and we're going to make a push. And a lot different campaigning these days than it was whenever I was a kid. You know what I mean? Definitely.
Kid, what'd you do? Go door to door?
Yeah. And, you know, of course, this weather's really not conducive to going door to door.
No.
Yeah. I do know that they're probably normal politicians. Maybe they still do that, but I find it a little hard to be walking up on anybody's porch in Jersey County sometimes. But back when I was a kid, doing the same thing. Other than the social media stuff is kind of.
Now,
a lot different.
Why do you want to get into politics? Why do you want to run for treasurer? I know you ran the last independent.
I'm just not a politician. I'm not a politician. I don't want to get into politics, I guess. But I know what my politics are. You know, I'm very comfortable with my politics. But, you know, as a businessman for the last 30 years, you know, I spent the last 30 years keeping my politics to myself, you know, and I still kind of keep, you know, when it comes to politics, I usually stay quiet. It's an interesting, I guess, question why I'm getting it. Really, I want the job. You know, I think it's more. I'm more interviewing for a job, for instance, as opposed to actually running for an office. I guess I feel like. I'm very proud to be running on the Republican ticket. You know, I'm in the lane that I need to be in as far as politically. I guess I am into politics, but I'm just not a politician. I look at myself more, I look at politics in a different light than most.
You know, maybe. You think about local politics.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sometimes I don't know why we got to run as Democrats or Republicans. We should just run, you know, because, you know.
I get that. And politics to me, it's family, it's community. And, I grew up in a different way of politics and, you know, I remember, as a kid, you know, Dad leave the office at the courthouse, and he would walk across the street to the brass door, you know, and that's where the politicians would hang out, you know, after work, and Democrats, Republicans alike, sitting there, and you know, they agree to disagree, and that's how I grew up with politics. You know, there wasn't dissension, and I don't see that. It, you know, when I look at politics in Jersey County, I just, like I said, I look it's family. You know, uh, I I think, you know, one of the, you know, I say my campaign's going really good, and but it's not without its challenges, you know. How I grew up, and, you know, people have a hard time, you know, with my last name. I think they have a hard time disassociating kind of with the Getten name and the Democrat Party, you know. So one of the criticisms I hear a lot is, yeah, Johnny, he's a Democrat running as a Republican for votes, you know. Yeah. And
well, Ben ran as an independent.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
now Brother Ben has he was a Democrat for years. Mm-hmm. And kind of, you know, his profession and what he does, and, you know, it shapes his politics, and he ended up leaving the Democrat Party. I'm totally different. I have no party affiliation. Mm-hmm. You know, I've never had any party affiliation.
You're running for the job.
Yeah, and I'm running for the job. But don't get me wrong. I'm proud to be running on the Republican ticket. You know, people see the Getten name, and, you know, they associate it. The people that would say that I had switched politics, well, it's completely untrue. But, you know, people that are saying those things don't necessarily know me personally, and obviously never been to a Getten family Christmas, you know. So, you know, my family roots in this county run deep. Very deep. And when I look at politics, that's what I think of. I think, you know, and anybody that, you know, was kind of questioning my politics, and, you know, there's an old saying that you put your money where your mouth is type thing. You know, I've never been a put your money where your mouth is. I put my money where my heart and my mind is, my brain, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, I think if you were to follow that money and put some sort of label on me after you followed that money, the word community would show up, you know. Yeah. It period. You know, I don't want to be defined by my top politics. You know, mm-hmm. I just don't. Life's bigger than that. There, yeah. You know, I was raised in a Democrat household, obviously, you know, and that's no secret. But, you know, I was always, you know, I'm a Catholic kid. I'm born and raised Catholic.
Sure.
You know, what trumps that, no pun intended, is, yeah, you know, love thy neighbor.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And that's what you see in this community. I don't think people, I, for one, am not one of those people that, you know, party first type guy. You know, there's a lot of other things that are going in front of that party.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Johnny Getten with us today. He's running for Jersey County Treasurer. I think the ballots, the write-ins, or the...
No, the actual early voting.
Yeah, starts today.
Go up town and... yeah, show them your driver's license and in and out, easy peasy. Yeah, early voting, in-person voting started today at 8 a.m. And I'm a big, big fan of in-person early voting. Oh, yeah, it just, you're in and out of there. That, the office up there, they got that down. You don't want to wait to vote. Go early vote. I'm a big fan of the early. Matter of fact, I know where my polling place is. Never been inside or never been in there to vote. No, I early vote. I'm a big
I've done fan. That the last few times.
It's convenient. Yeah, yeah, they got it down to a science up there. Yeah. So if you're an early voter, yeah, you can get up there right now. Yep. Get up there and vote. And
hey, yeah, I got a question to ask you. Maybe the listeners want to know this. Like, for example, the bowling alley is a pretty good operation. I mean, you spend a lot of time there.
Yeah.
So is anything going to happen differently for you?
Yeah, drastically. Yeah. No, and the outcome of the election really does not – I'm kind of transitioning anyway. And to be
– You're tired of working 100 hours a week?
Yeah. It's not an easy thing, but you know, regardless of the outcome, win or lose, my capacity at the bowling alley and my employment with Southtown Group, which owns it, is going to change. My hope is to, you know, wake up on March 18th and me come on out on top on this election. And my game plan specifically with a win is, you know, the bowling alley is open, you know, it opens at 11 a.m. 7 days a week, and you know, open 11 plus hours a day. I get to work at couple days, Mondays and Thursdays, I'm at work by 6 a.m. And the rest, Saturday and Sunday, I try not to get there till 8 a.m., but not always the case. But typically there, you know, I'm there 5 days a week before 7 a.m. Those things won't, that probably won't change with a treasure victory. My game plan at this point with a win, the treasurer's job is definitely going to be my full-time position and have 100% of my time. You know, I'm trying to, you know, my exit strategy at the bowling alley is kind of already in place, and I don't think that I will completely exit there. But basically the day-to-day management, I guess, is where I'm kind of getting away from, and but I would be there to manage the business every morning, you know, a couple hours every morning, and go in, and before I would hit the treasurer's office, you know, is kind of my game plan.
Why are you a good fit for the treasurer's office? Why do you think you're a good one? Other than being, I mean,
well,
I guess
I, you know, I it, to me. The job is more than a numbers and X's and O's, and you go in and it takes a certain type of person, I think, to do the job. And I think I've got the you know, over the last 30 years of being in, it takes a certain kind of person to be in charge, I think. And, you know, the job's more than X's and O's, and it has a lot to do with being able to be around people, I guess. Well, it's a people job.
It is a people job.
And, it's a people job, and it's
a lot of different people.
Yes, exactly. And you know, over the last 30 years, I've hired, employed, and worked with hundreds and hundreds of people, and had thousands and thousands and thousands of interactions with customers. And I think that gives me an advantage over anybody else that would, you know, be doing it, or to go into the treasurer's office. I think it gives me an advantage over my opponent in the race. I think my experience is, I guess, over the last 30 years owning being a small business owner, you know, I think that gives me a lot of the upper hand in going in there and being able to execute this position and execute it the way that Jersey County voters needed to be managed. It's a job that's more than X's and O's. And I think I'm a real, real good fit for the position.
You've definitely been around a lot of people.
Yeah.
You're a people guy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I guess the election starts today.
Yeah.
And it ends, what, the 17th, 16th?
It's the 17th. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. So
will there be a big turnout for this election, you think?
Man, I hope so. That's one thing I always kind of push. You know, people need to get out and vote, you know? Yeah. I mean, I'd really like to see a good turnout. You know, historically, I think, you know, these midterm elections, you know, it's hard to get people out, and especially in the primary, you know, it's hard to get voters out, get them motivated.
But how easy can it be when you can just walk in at any time?
Yeah, Pam Warford's got it all set up, made it easy on everybody. Yeah, no, it's just that easy. Go up, show them your driver's license, ask for a Republican ballot, and vote getting for treasurer. You know, that's pretty easy.
I like it. That's the formula.
That's the formula. But yeah, getting voter participation, you know, it's tough. I'm doing what I can to get my supporters out early. You know, I want to get my base needs to. We're all going to be voting early. You know, in person voting. I'm a big fan. It takes minutes.
Well, any last words of wisdom or your pitch? We're going to wrap this interview up.
No pitch. I'm just happy to be here. Yeah, it was fun to talk to you again. But yeah. I want everybody to get out to the polls, and I'd appreciate every single vote I can get, and appreciate everybody's support. Getting a lot of good feedback, and appreciate everybody. Appreciate all support.
Well. Thanks for coming in, Johnny. You have a great day. And I know you're probably on your way to the polls right now to do your early voting.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Thank you, Chris.